flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of bodies on Van Vliet. Green to Thompson.
Hot potato.
Oh, how about that to Shingun? The Rockets just beat the Hawks in their full court press. They do it again.
Oh, goodness.
Look at this. Look by Hunter to give them the lead. Just did miss it. And then the Hawks were pressuring the ball. The Rockets played keep away. Shingun then with the dunk. And they win it 100-96. An ugly win is still a win.
Yeah, absolutely. An ugly win is a win nonetheless, Seth Payne.
You know what, Sean? A lot of times in a long basketball season or a baseball season, you'll say the team might drop, a good team might drop a game to a bad opponent. And at the end of the season, when the seedings come out, you're like, oh, well, there you are. You know, it's those little games like that back in late January that doom you that we need to remember as we become the best in the world. Mm-hmm. To point out games like that last night where, as you pointed out yesterday, man, a couple of tough games on the road, and then they go in to play the Hawks the next night in their third game on this road stand or this road trip. That's the kind of game you drop. Let's remember, you know, depending on how the standings shake out, that this is the kind of games that when you win in a tough and gritty fashion in the last moments, these matter too.
Absolutely.
That was an easy one. You could have, at the end of this road trip, especially with them going into Memphis for their next game, you could have said, well, you know what? You got 3 out of 4 and you won the really tough ones, but you dropped one to the Hawks, whatever. Nah, these little wins matter.
They do.
In the overall sum total of things.
Yeah, no question about it. And it didn't have to be that close either. The Rockets were up by double digits late in the fourth quarter in this game, and the Hawks clawed their way back in. And yeah, that was the type of game, albeit the games I'm about to reference were at home, that was the type of game they were losing not all that long ago. When the back-to-back games, I think against Minnesota and Miami at home, where they had big leads in the fourth quarter, like late in the fourth quarter, and they coughed them up and lost, like, regardless of venue, that was good to see them at least kind of, you know, steady things at the end, get a stop when they needed to, get the Shingun dunk to make it a, you know, 4-point game with a couple of seconds left. So yeah, you're 100% right. And that was a game that, like, you know, that was a weird one last night because they were supposed to have played that game like 2 weeks ago. They got frozen in Atlanta. So now you get it plunked down here in between a Boston and a Memphis game in the middle. That, like, this road trip was supposed to be Cleveland, Boston, Memphis, three of the best, you know, 5 or 6 teams in the NBA, and you get in Atlanta, you know, 11 seed in the Eastern Conference or whatever they are, plunked down in the middle of it.
It's like slicing, that's like Commodus slicing your Achilles tendon right before the, or putting a shiv in your side right before the big fight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the look, if you're, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, that game's just as important as the Boston game was the night before. Like, to win an NBA championship, you're going to have to beat Boston, not Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's you learn more about how good the team is by beating Boston. I think you learn more about the character of the team, maybe, and about like winning a game like last night.
Well, and if you look at especially young guys like Jalen Green comes out and can't make a basket, starts off 0 for 4, 0 for 5, whatever it was, but then he shot 50% the rest of the night.
Yeah.
You had to rely on some guys playing more minutes than they typically do. Like, you just, they had to demonstrate their ability to rebound on short rest against a bad opponent twice in that game, at
mm-hmm,
least.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was really nice. That was encouraging to me. I know they can stand toe-to-toe with the really good teams. How professional a team are you, and how much do you put out even in the lower marquee games? That was good last night.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It'll forever be known as the Jayshon Tate game. He was,
yes.
Like, I'm not... I don't know if critical of Jayshon Tate is the way I would frame it. Like, my feeling about Jayshon Tate has always been, like, if he's one of your, like, seven rotational players, you're probably not a very good basketball team. He does the most with what God gave him. But last night, man, you don't win that game without Jayshon Tate. He was really good off the bench. 16 points off the bench. That was cool. It was good to see.
The other thing yesterday was announced that Reed Sheppard and Amon Thompson are on the Rising Star team for the playoff.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it does go to show, I mean, they've had multiple guys on that team now for the last several years. Mm-hmm. Rafael Stone's starting to look really good this season.
Oh, yeah.
You go and you take over a job, you're an in-house promotion after the GM leaves and the team is being torn apart from within. And you say at the beginning of it, well, you can't really judge a GM until a few years down the line. Man, he's putting together an impressive resume.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Like, they they didn't try to, like, hide behind the rebuild. They declared the rebuild. We are now in phase one of the rebuild.
There was no, like, we believe we can win a championship this year.
Yeah.
By dadgummit.
There's no straddling the line. Like, no, we're trying to be competitive. Like, no, the guys that you put on the floor are competing. They're not trying to get lottery picks, but you're not putting a team out there that's competitive. So, yeah, like, you look at the seven first round picks, and I don't know that there's one that you can say is a bust. They're all capable. You know, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, they've spoken on them. They gave them both contract extensions. The next year was Jabari Smith and Tari Eason. Jabari was the third pick in a draft where Chet Holmgren and Paolo Banchero were the two picks before him. So that's tough because those guys are both high level players. But Jabari's been fine on this team. If Jabari was the only first-round pick that you had in a three-year period, that'd be a struggle right now. But when you got six first-round picks in a three-year period, if Jabari just turns into a role player, that's okay. Tari Eason, when he's on the floor, when he can stay healthy, is a more impactful player than Jabari Smith. And then you've got the two guys from last year, Amon Thompson and Cam Whitmore. And Amon Thompson's turning into one of the best players in the league. And Cam Whitmore, when he plays, you know, he wasn't that great last night, but he scores points. Cam Whitmore is more likely a trade chip at some point to make some deal down the road. But and Reed Sheppard is a work in progress. He's halfway through his rookie year,
right.
So I'm not going to declare victory or defeat on either one of those. But the plan was get all these young guys, and then at some point do the Josh Reddick, Brian McCann, Carlos Beltran thing where you infuse some veteran discipline and leadership in. They did that with Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet. I think those have both worked out. And now I think I think in terms of phase three, which is compete, they're a year ahead of probably where they, I don't think they thought they'd be the two seed, like a viable two seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Rafael Stone has done an A+ job as the general manager of this basketball team.
It was similar on football. It's tougher because there's just so many more numbers involved. But you could see what Caserio was doing in the first couple of years was that they brought in all these journeyman veteran types, and you got to bring a lot more of them in than you do on a basketball team. And they're not up to the same caliber of like a Dylan Brooks or a Fred VanVleet necessarily, but guys that can be mentors for the younger players.
Yeah.
Oh, that linebacker whose name I blank on right now for the first couple of
Christian
years.
Christian Kirksey.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Kirko.
Yeah, his name is Kirko. Yeah.
As some people insisted on calling him, which I always objected to.
I heard from behind the scenes that he wasn't all that hepped up about being called Kirko.
Kirko, you know what they used to call? That's what they used to call Michael Jackson in the tabloids when he was found himself in a bit Kirko. Of a pinch legally. They would call him Jacko.
Oh, Jacko, yeah.
Yeah, Kirko wouldn't make any sense.
That's why I was confused.
Use your brain. Jacko.
That's what they would call Michael Jackson. I'm like, Kirko?
Kirko.
Well, that's awful strange.
If they had called Michael Jackson Kirko, then I definitely wouldn't want to be called Kirko.
Yeah, right.
If somebody's comparing me to Michael Jackson, it's not for my musical skills. Get your damn... Get that name out of my damn mouth.
That's right.
Your damn mouth. Get everything out of your mouth.
Credit. text message. Credit should go to Ime Udoka and Rafael Stone. We credited Stone. We didn't mention Udoka when it comes to grading the rebound.
All right. Listen, buddy. Are we really going to do this early in the morning? We're 9 minutes into the show. Hey, don't leave out Udoka. Can you just not need me to talk about everything all the time?
You're doing the thing that you said. You're not assuming positivity. This may not have been in response to anything. He may have just been chiming in like the guy sitting next to us before we even went deep on Rafael Stone.
Yeah, it's more entertaining if I do respond that way.
It is true.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you.
And let's be honest, 90% of the time, that's exactly how those suggestions are met.
Okay.
You can't say anything nice about anybody without somebody being like, oh, yeah, everybody forgets that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Where's Abraham Lincoln's credit? Where the hell would we be? Where the hell would we be without Aristotle? I mean, you guys are sitting here talking about Jay Sean Tate, and I'm just like, oh, all right. I suppose Theodore Roosevelt never did a damn thing for anybody.
Right.
Okay. Just my God, relax a little. I say it.
I know.
Voice.
Relax. I'll tell you what. What got me worked up this morning driving in, Maggie and Perloff were yammering back and forth with each other on the show about the Super Bowl. Yeah. And Maggie says their debate was, do people want to see the Chiefs get the three-peat? Because people like to see greatness. Like, that was Maggie's whole thing.
They don't.
She said she was insistent. She said people want to see greatness, and I'm like, okay, don't speak for people. People is a lot of people. People want to see what they want to see. You know what I mean? Like, people want to see what they want. Some people want to see greatness. Some people want to see Patrick Mahomes get his head knocked off. Like, this is the only thing that I'm like, okay, what can we say with generality that people want to see? And I think the one thing that you can say with generality that people want to see, they want to see something that moves them emotionally one way or the other. People don't like to be bored. I think generally speaking, like
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. No.
And I think it's an annoying take to me because I feel like a lot of times it's people in sports media who are just not looking outside of their own filters. People, especially writers love to write about dynasties. They love to write about them. It's fun. You get to be all dramatic. Mm-hmm. You get to go back to Patrick Mahomes' childhood in the seminal moment when he realized he could be great one day. All that crap. They love that. They love it. But, you know, they've got dreams of a Pulitzer Prize in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what the average Joe on the street wants.
Not this year.
No,
there are times I want to see greatness. This isn't one of them. Like, in general, I'm like, I don't wake up in the morning as a sports fan going, okay, where can I go see greatness? I don't want to see greatness if it's a team or a player that I don't like. I want to see them get their heads handed to them, you know?
You know, the funniest thing for me is, as I try to learn about producing online content and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's got advice about the way you have to do things. And sports radio is the same way. I'm sure it's like this in all these other industries. And it's so funny when, like, okay, the most successful podcaster out there is Joe Rogan. And yet, everybody will tell you over and over and over again, you don't want to do long, long episodes. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Like, well, all right. Well, Joe Rogan does like 7-hour marathons.
Yeah.
That's an exaggeration. But he does like 3-hour shows.
Right.
And like, okay, yeah, there's obviously a market for that.
Right.
Now he's different because he's built himself up and he's able to, like, you're not going to be able to be exactly like Joe Rogan.
It's great guests. Yeah.
But all these damn people with their journalism degrees and communications degrees will tell you, like, nope. The way the most successful person in the industry does it is not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Go die.
Yeah.
Go die with your talk of three peats or what everybody wants to see and anything else in the world.
We're on one this morning, man, for sure. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
About the Chiefs.
Payne and Pendergast with you. People want to see greatness. Well, they want to listen to the best in the world. We know that. So if you're up listening, we appreciate you. Dana Brown met with the media yesterday in the aftermath of the Ryan Pressly trade. Are we buying the rationale behind the Ryan Pressly trade? And I appreciate Dana Brown's honesty when it came to his relationship with Ryan Pressly after the Hader signing last year. We get to all that. We got a lot to get to on the show today. Stay there. You're listening to... Oh, and I got to tell you about the slam dunk trip to Vegas real quick. If you could, listen for 60 minutes on the Odyssey app because you benefit from that. Live, rewind, or show podcast. You could be on your way to Vegas. It doesn't matter how you listen, just listen to Sports Radio 610 or any of our participating sister stations on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. You earn your daily entry, then you and three friends could be wheels up to Vegas in March with an extra $5,000 in each of your pockets for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. Just log in and listen now on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. Dana Brown, I'm Ryan Pressly, next.